Well, I told you we'd have a special guest here this morning to really help explain what this new fundraiser is all about. But first, of course...
I need a mic for that.
But first, of course...
Oh, she's back.
We're going to introduce Miriam L. Wallach to do what she does best, which is...
What do I do best?
Help me with a commercial for A&H...
Oh!
Delicious meat products.
Okay, it's a legit plug, by the way.
Why?
Meaning, because, like, I don't eat meat.
Right.
And so I still only buy it. But it's like when I say I love going to certain Fleischik restaurants because they make a good piece of salmon. And I would always go back there, and everybody's like, what do you know from Fleischik restaurants?
Right, but that doesn't tell us whether it's a good review of not or not of the restaurant.
Yes, when it is. It's a Kalva Homer.
Oh, if they make a good salmon,
If they make a piece of salmon, Kalva Homer, if they're a steak place, then they make a good steak.
I have to think this one through.
All right.
Anyway, hey.
No, we do. My favorite place.
It's frankly to my advantage if you're right, because if in fact you have the capability, the street cred to give a big plug to A&H, then all the better.
By the way,
somebody here in this conversation who does eat a lot of meat, and someone here in this conversation who will never eat any meat, they're both saying to the community, hey, A&H, Abels and Hyman is the way to go.
I only buy A&H. And it's not just because I think Seth Levitt is the biggest mensch. That's definitely part of selling.
It's a consideration.
Yeah, because it's like, you know.
But I don't know.
What?
No, I get it, but you should make it clear you're buying A&H for other people. Not because look, if your family if they were not A&H fans, you would not be buying it.
Okay.
So it's really their determination of how good the meat is.
Okay, I hear you. For the moment I hear you, I will validate the fact that at the moment I hear you, and that we can note that on May 9th, I recognized on the air that I hear your point.
There you go.
But either way, you should buy A&H.
And the bottom line is that you, like many homeowners, have grills.
I do.
And starting around now, because the weather's getting better and Memorial Day is coming up, you'll be doing a lot of grilling, and that includes A&H products.
Yes, 100%. Obviously. But Nahum, also, you know, we grill all year round.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but now you have to admit it's a heavier grilling season, no? Or it will become one.
No, we really grill every Friday. There's something grilled.
A lot of people do that.
Yes.
But I'm saying...
Am I not helping you here? I feel like we're fighting.
Because on an average summer day or an average day between now and Labor Day, you're going to... The average is you'll be grilling more.
I am stocking up on the A&H, and I'm stocking up on the baked beans, and I'm stocking up on... What else do we serve? We're big baked beans family.
Sauerkraut?
Why? Like, you have one jar of sauerkraut. It lasts you 3 years.
Oh, not in my house.
Really?
I will make sure that the final hot dog of the night has all the rest of the sauerkraut on it.
What is that about?
I like it a lot.
I mean, I hear liking it, and then I hear drowning your dog in it.
Unfortunately for you, you have zero
credibility
to add to this because, again, you've never had a dog drowning in sauerkraut.
That's true. I don't even think before I stopped eating meat that was my deal.
Miriam L. Wallach was absolutely astounded to hear that we have the nerve to go ahead with a what they call a 360 campaign. Yep. Basically, we're giving away 10 prizes. You can win a trip to Israel. You could win one of five $500 gift cards to Amazon.
Right.
You could win the entire Art Scroll iPad filled with everything. And a winner, could even win lunch with Nahum Siegel. And by the way, if you make the lunch at a really inexpensive place, I'll be more than happy to take, 10 people along if they want.
Pizza.
Yeah, if there's a pizza lunch that you can they can invite the whole crew.
I want you to know, I went to Mocha Blue last night.
Yeah.
I went to Mocha Blue last night, ordered the pizza there. It was great, but I would not say that that's a pizza place where I can invite 10 more people to have lunch with you.
Whoa.
No.
A shot at the list price at certain restaurants.
I would just say it's a restaurant versus a pizza joint.
Yeah, no, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you understood my point.
And let me tell you something. Those grilled fish tacos last night were fabulous.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like we said, salmon and fish tacos,
I hope Shalamet Holzer's not listening.
You're able to speak about
it. Now, she would support me eating at Mocha Blue or anywhere else.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes to the top of NahumSiegel.com.
Yes.
And clicks on the banner.
Okay.
They're gonna be taken to the page. Now, here's the uniqueness of this, and here's one of the reasons you're here this morning, frankly. It's one of those fun contests where only 360 tickets are being sold. So every ticket will be in all 10 drawings.
Right.
360 tickets are being sold. There are 10 fabulous prizes, which means you have a, what is it, 36 to 1? Yeah, 36 to 1 shot of winning a great prize, which is pretty good for a raffle. I mean, sure. 36 to 1.
We play every gazillion billion dollar mega millions.
One of them is, of course, the trip to Israel. Yes. One of them is, you know, and the whole list is there.
I could really use that case of wine.
So anyway.
Does that mean that Simon is curating the box of wine?
I haven't asked him, but I could.
Simon. Yeah.
Anyway, here's
he is the terroir.
He certainly is the kosher terroir.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that I have a report here from our friends at Rays. Every ticket has a different value. One ticket is a dollar, one ticket is $2, et cetera, all the way to $360. And you have no idea when you go ahead and swipe, quote unquote, your credit card, you have no idea what you're going to end up getting.
Right.
Now, I will tell you that of the first 23 tickets, meaning dollar value 1 through 23, only one ticket's been sold. So there are in the first 23, there are 22 slots where you can get a ticket for $23 or less.
That's crazy.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
By the way, only one ticket so far. I mean, we're at the very beginning of this, obviously. Only one ticket, and this is being drawn on Log Bomer, folks.
Right.
Only one ticket so far over $300, and I know who it was.
Oh, really?
And they were like, they were so hoping they'd get like an 18.
I was going to say two.
And they got a 304. So anything 305 to 360 is also still available.
I understand.
No, I'm saying. So it's, you know.
The stakes are there.
Then I have to thank Yoni Pollack.
Yes.
Because when he went ahead and got like, I don't know, slot number 20 something.
I know. He went back on.
Yeah, he said, I got such a guy. And he said, I got it. And then I got to give Chairman Ralph credit.
Okay.
Chairman Ralph, and of course we were praying that Chairman Ralph would get the 360.
Of course.
Ralph sort of beat the system because he ended up under $200. He got the $199.
Oh.
He got the $199. So there's 360 tickets being sold.
Okay, I'm ready to play.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready to play. I put in all of my information.
It's already there. Wow.
Yeah, you were talking for a while. I did the thing.
Brilliant.
I also just want to mention that today is my mother's yard site. Yes. So this is being done in her memory.
5 years?
5 years today. Yep, 5 years today.
And as I said to you, today's my grandfather's 50th yard site.
And it's also Ravarn Soloveitchik's.
Today?
Oh, sorry, Ravarn Lichtenstein.
Today?
Yes. Yes, Ravarn Lichtenstein. Because everyone from Gush was posting about it.
So your mother's Neshama Shavan Aliyah?
Amen. Chaya Bela Bat Yeshayahu Yaakov Vesar Tzipora.
And I asked...
And this tzedakah is being give Ba'avura.
Understood.
Yes.
And does that mean if you win the prize that
she gets it?
Well, not that
she
gets it.
I don't think she can enjoy it anymore.
No, but you'll be enjoying it in her stead. In her memory.
Let me tell you right now, if I get the case of wine, I promise you there'll be l'chaims in her memory. Okay. All right. Can I hit play?
I contacted a rabbi last night.
Can I hit play?
I had an argument with one of my relatives.
Yeah.
So I contacted a rabbi. I said the kiddush before yahrzeit, meaning the Shabbos before yahrzeit.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing or it's like a Hasidic custom? And he seemed to think that in the Ashkenazic Misnagdish community, there's zero precedent for it.
Really?
Yeah. Which I was surprised to hear. I said, you just saved me a lot of money.
I was going to say, I wish we'd had this conversation a week ago. We made a very nice Kiddush. Thank you, everybody.
It's still a nice
traditions,
thing to do.
Right?
Yeah, nice. But he was saying.
Thank you, Shiv and Scott.
But he was saying, if you're serving stuff, do it the day of the art side.
I know, because to be honest with you, like I'm leaving here, going to Dunkin' Donuts, picking up a slew of donuts and bringing them back to Cross River.
There you go. So it's a tick in a memory of your mother. Nice.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I hit play?
There's a hit play, and then it starts to spin.
Here we go.
And here we go. Let's see what.
Let's see what happens.
Well, let's see what number. Please 360. Please 360. Please 360. It's a three. It's a three.
350.
Oh, I'm so happy you visited this morning. That's fantastic. I was hoping for
Steven. I can hear him now. You did what? No, I had to give sucker.
I hear the three. Oh man, I was.
And I just got a notification from Amex. Nachum Siegel Network 350.
Is that hilarious?
Yeah, it worked.
So I thought for sure you'd either get one or 360. This I think is even better. This is even better.
This is hysterical.
Because I have the whole thing in front of me because of the back end. And as I said earlier, anything from 305 to 360 was available, and you got right in there.
I sure did.
You're right in that range.
So I just took one for the team, ladies and gentlemen.
Did.
Not on purpose. And it literally just spins in front of you.
And we thank you because this is not the only donation that you and your family make during the year.
There
so
you go.
Thank you as you continue to support the great work here. This must be evidence that we do great work. God would not have made it 350 unless we do great work. He would have given you a two or a three.
I think he would have been showing that we do great work if you would have given me the 360. So we're close to great. We're almost great. We're borderline great.
It's up there.
And thank you to Jan Warnick, who just sent me a very nice message. I appreciate it.
It's very funny, by the way.
Y'all.
When this thing spins.
You know we have 5 minutes left to the show, but I'm not producing.
I've done this with other people.
Yeah.
And in fact, someone said to me they owed me a favor. So I said, and I was in his office.
I said,
"You know what?
Spin the wheel, Vanna."
And he ended up at like 32. I said, "You're spinning again."
I was gonna say, but
the funny thing about this spinning thing is that you know the first number a split second before the other numbers. So I saw, as you saw,
right?
Because the first number that comes up is the first column,
right?
And I saw the three. I'm like, "Oh, that's it. My morning is made."
I'll tell you the funnier part, in my opinion, is that the number beneath it is 461, and the number above it is 249. You can see, like, it plays.
Right.
It plays with your head.
So you almost got $101 less.
But, well, it wasn't going to go up to 461.
No, $101 less.
Less, correct. Right. But when it was scrolling up on like 4 and 5 in the first digit column, right. I'm like, settle down.
Right. There's no 4s
settle
or 5s.
Settle down.
This has to end at 3 or
right.
less.
Right. Dude, relax yourself.
But I was worried because once I saw the 3, I said, oh no, if it goes to 0, I'm going to be so.
I was going to say, then you were going to sit here and make me do it again.
Look how good of a mood I'm in now.
I know.
Look
how good of a mood. Ladies and
gentlemen,
you're welcome.
Morning.
You're welcome.
What a morning it's been, to say the least.
Whoever is spending the rest of the day with Nachum, you're welcome. This is the day, by the way, if anybody needs any favors from Nachum, he's basically admitted that he's trading favors for people buying raffle tickets.
Well, no, if someone owes me a favor.
Okay, anybody who...
If someone says, you did the following for me, I really should compensate you. I said, don't compensate me.
Go
spin the wheel.
There you go.
Go spin the wheel.
And get a tax deduction.
Correct. I guess if you don't win, if you win a prize, I guess that would be a problem with the tax deduction. But you know what?
That's not my problem.
Consult with your local accountant.
I was going to say your local, whatever.
All right. So now that we've explained it.
Yes.
And now that you've actually done it and showed people how fun and how easy it is.
Yes.
Anybody?
And on your phone. You don't need a laptop. I did it on my phone.
And you even could do it on your phone.
Right.
So we're asking everybody.
Go. Do it.
Go to NachumSiegel.com.
NachumSiegel.com.
Click on the banner at the top of the page.
Right.
You'll feel great like I do because you're supporting a great cause. Mm-hmm. And on Lag BaOmer 3 Sundays from now,
yes,
you might be the winner of a trip to Israel, a $500 gift card. Oh, someone else just did it. Let's see what they ended up with. Maybe this is a 360.
But you'll let me know because I'll be in Israel, please God. So will you, no? Aren't you on a plane then?
What I'm going to do is I'm being serious now, which is funny because when we were planning the whole thing, we were debating exactly how to do it. And, you know, in terms of the timing.
Right.
I am literally going to hopefully join Matis on the air at 9 a.m. right
nice,
at the end
nice.
Of the show,
yeah.
Announce all the winners, and then go to the airport.
Got it.
That's my plan.
So I'm leaving Matzei Shabbos.
There you go.
Right. So do me a favor. I'm winning anything. Just text it for me.
Yeah. Well,
just let me know. I'll have Wi-Fi on the plane.
If you win, believe me.
Just drop off the case on the front steps.
If you win, then I guarantee you'll be contacted by more than one person.
I appreciate that very much.
No, not from us. I'm saying in general, I'm sure word will get around.
I don't think it's like the Mega Millions where all of a sudden everybody's knocking down my door.
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not sharing the wine.
Now you've made that.
I would also like to request that if I do win the wine, that they're all Pinots. I'm on a Pinot kick right now. No white wine, please.
How about this?
No blush.
How about this?
Who's putting this together?
How about
I
this?
I need to talk to Joe.
How about this?
What?
How about this?
Yes.
If you win the case of wine.
We'll go down the block to the guy.
If you win the case of wine.
Yeah.
You tell me the 12 bottles you want.
Oh, Nachum. Or as my friends say, Nachum. Listen to
Who
me.
Who says that?
No, that's what you know, Chip used to call you. Nachum? Oh, yeah. But you answered to it. I just recently had to tell.
I answered to it because people have called me that my entire
I know,
life.
But I just recently had to let a colleague know that it's not Marianne.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was a little awkward. I'm like, also, my name's right in front of you.
Well, the best one was was the one who thought that you were of a Latin descent, Miriam L. Wallace.
Yes.
Funny.
Not Latin descent.
You're not of Latin.
No,
right.
Meaning
that we know.
They thought I was Middle Eastern. Do you not remember that?
They thought you were
Arab.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, you have that look.
Okay. Exactly. That's
anyway,
the Shetzel. Tomorrow I could be blonde.
Please encourage everybody.
Please, guys. It's 9 o'clock.
All right. So we're gonna.
You
want to
play something?
Well, we're gonna wrap up the show.
There's a song you play at the end.
We're gonna wrap up the show.
Yes.
But I just want to.
We also didn't tell people you're on my show today.
And yes, I'm your guest today, and I love the topic, by the way.
Yeah.
I love the topic.
We're going to talk about mourning. We're talking about resilience. We're going to talk about Yom HaTzmaut and Yom HaZikaron.
Right, because both in that context are going to be very different this year, no matter where people are observing it. So we're going to talk about
that. We're going to talk about all
of
that.
At 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
Correct. I just want to let you know that my time slot today was not long enough.
Here today?
Just now, right now. We're over time.
You know how we're going to rectify this? You're going to come in one day next week and you're going to play the game again.
Am I? Yes. Is Steven listening?
Borrow a relative's credit card and come in and play it again on the air. We'll have even more fun with it. Are you kidding me?
I have a whole slew of credit cards in my
phone.
There you go. It's not a problem.
Can you use your Starbucks card on this contest or it wouldn't work
that way?
That's
not funny.
It would not work that
way. That's not funny.
You would not sacrifice your coffee.
What are you crazy?
Of course not. You would never do even for JMD.
You're delusional.
Even for JMD.
Come on, Nahum.
All right. So
there are certain rules that still apply.
Do we have a deal?
That I'm coming back?
You'll walk in for 5 minutes next week with someone's credit card and play
the game. 1 second. 5 minutes? I just told you I needed a longer
slot. Okay, so whatever number of minutes. So you'll come in with someone's credit card, whether it's yours or someone else's, and we'll play the game on the air one more time.
Okay, so basically I have to swipe someone's credit card. Okay, fine.
I mean, there are plenty of people in your life who would want to donate here.
I'm not arguing.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank
you. Speak to you at 10:30.
You got it.
Eastern time.
Be there or be square.
Achenu b'Yisrael and Achim Achim, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the web at NahumSiegel.com and the NahumSiegel Network and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.